Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yala Sabgah with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Recruit Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God sent comforter, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Tzadikiah. The God sent comforter, I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforter's 42 Chief Priests, Elect Lady, and Holy Women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, Chief Shield General, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains and the officers of the New Hebrew Academy. I want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's show topic is a continuation of last Saturday's topic, The Miracles of Jesus Christ, Part 2. And we're going to jump right into this topic with no delays. Let's get Luke chapter 5, verses 12 through 15.
And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, whose seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean.
See, that's what we get, you know, Lord willing. You know what I'm saying? When you say something that you know you don't have no control over, you say, Lord willing. Again, this man said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Read.
Verse 13. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will.
He said what?
I will.
One more time.
I will.
Check that out. Praise the Lord our God Almighty. Read.
Be thou clean. And immediately.
Read. And what?
And immediately.
How long?
And immediately, the leprosy departed from him.
Praise the Lord Almighty. Y'all see this? Y'all see this? This power. Again, the only way to heal someone of a disease like this, you have to have power from God the Father. Read.
Verse 15. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest, and offer for the cleansing, and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them.
Check that out. He said, listen, don't go tell nobody, go tell the priest. Because again, he had a lot of the priests, especially the Pharisees and Sadducees, that didn't want to accept that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He said, go tell the priest. It's going to be a testimony unto them. As a matter of fact, why he had to go give him an offering? He still told him to go give him the offering, even though he knew these guys was off. Check that out. Read.
Verse 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities.
Praise the Lord. And again, the leprosy is that's a serious disease that that God Almighty just healed them. You understand that? You can't be afraid to ask our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for something. You understand that? From there, let's jump to the 17th verse of Luke chapter 5.
And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
You see what the Bible says? It says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You understand that? This is amazing. But you see, again, you see he was teaching, and he said there was Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by out of every town. Some to be teach or to be taught, some to try to gainsay. Read.
Verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him.
Read.
And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus.
You see how serious these people were to get this man healed. The multitude was so thick, the man on his bed to the rooftop and went through the tiling and lowered the man in the midst of Jesus. Just shows you when you want something bad enough, you'll find a way to get it. Read.
Verse 20. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee.
Read that again. What verse is that?
Verse 20.
Read verse 20 again.
And when he saw their faith.
When he saw what?
Their faith.
When he saw their faith. Here it is. These men came from the ceiling. When he saw their faith, read.
He said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee.
Praise the Lord our God Almighty. Healed this man. This man had palsy, known today as cerebral palsy. And he's healed. Read the verse 28, please. So just continue. Yeah, just continue the verse to verse 28.
Verse 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, is this which speaketh blasphemies?
You see that? They didn't want to give praise to God. They didn't want to give props to the Son of God. They didn't even want to acknowledge what just happened. They reasoned amongst themselves, saying, who is this which speak blasphemies? Talking about he healed in the name of God. Read.
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
You see that? Who's speaking on behalf of God the Father, forgiving sins and all that? Read.
Verse 22. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts?
What y'all over there? Y'all over there talking about, y'all over there murmuring about. I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Verse 23. Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk.
Either way, both have to come from God. Whether you can forgive a man or woman his sins, or tell a man or woman to rise up and walk. Both to do those things come from God Almighty, the Father, God the Father. Read.
Verse 24. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch and go into thine house.
He said, I'm going to show you that I got power on earth. I'm going to forgive his sins, and I'm going to have him rise up and walk. Read.
Verse 25. And immediately, he rose up before them.
He rose up before all of them, them non-believers. Haters, read.
And took up that whereon he lay.
Picked up,
and
he's strong enough to pick up his bed, read.
And departed to his own house,
read.
Glorifying God.
He went to his own house and he gave God the glory, unlike these Pharisees was unwilling to do. Read.
Verse 26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today.
You see that? No, we ain't see the hand of God. We ain't see the power of God. Hey, amen. We saw some strange things today. These guys right here, boy. Wow. From there, let's go to St. John. Chapter 5 and start at verse 1.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Read.
Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
So all these people, great multitude of people that needed to be healed. Read.
For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the waters, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Read.
And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years.
So this man had an infirmity. He was dealing with an ailment for 38 years. Read.
Verse 6. And Jesus saw him lie.
Read again.
And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, thou be made whole?
So again, when Jesus saw this man, you know, he'd been in this condition for a long time. He saw him lying there. He said, you want to be healed? You want to be healed, brother? Read.
The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step is down before me.
Just show you how rude we can be sometimes as a people.
Yeah.
Here this man trying to get to the water when there's trouble, and everybody stepping all over him and bumping him out the way, and you know what I'm saying? This is rude. Read.
Verse 8. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed, and walk.
Read.
Verse 9. And immediately...
You see, listen, when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty, he don't be playing around. It says, and immediately, read.
The man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was a Sabbath.
Lord our God getting the glory on the Lord's Sabbath. On his Sabbath, he getting the glory. And somebody getting blessed. Read.
Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed, Jesus.
You see how petty these Israelites are acting right here? These are Jews, the tribe of Jews, the so-called Negroes today. African American. You see how petty they are? Everybody knew who this man was. They didn't say, brother, how you get healed? Brother, you walking. Brother, you what happened? They said, hey, brother, you know you ain't supposed to be carrying your bed on the Sabbath, ox. This is, come on, man. Again, still today, we the same way today. Read.
Verse.
You know what I'm saying, brother? You cater to your family, brother. Well, everybody in your house got to get land, brother. Because I got 6 children. What are you talking about? And I do pay my offering. Read.
Verse 11. And he answered him, and he answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk.
So again, he's trying to let them know, listen, I got healed, man. I got healed. And the man who healed me, if I can refer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a man, the one who healed me, he told me to walk and take my bed. You know, unlike our people today, they leave their box of Popeye's chicken all over everywhere. You understand that? And Recruit Iron, show you how trifling our people are. Not only do we leave our Popeye boxes of chicken all on the parking lot and the pavement and the sidewalk, I was up in the rich area of Portland picking up a client, and guess what I saw on the sidewalk with Ryan?
Popeye chicken.
A Popeye chicken box. I said, man, what is going on?
Oh, man.
Read.
I'm sorry. Verse 12. Then asked.
Hold on, let me make this disclaimer right here. I ain't say I was rich. This y'all saw I got rich. Hey, brother, can I borrow $20? Listen, I said I was picking up a rich client. Just make sure that's clear. You understand that? Read. Tell us where you at, brother.
Verse 12. John chapter 5, verse 12.
Okay, read.
Then asked they him, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?
See, they don't want to know who healed them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't interested in that. Who told you to pick up your bed and walk? Read.
Verse 13. And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place.
Read.
Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee.
Check that out. Jesus ran into him in the temple, came up to him, hey, brother, you made whole. You know, you heal, better not sin no more, or worse things gonna come upon you. Can you imagine being in the temple, somebody leaning over saying all this to you? Man, I'd be shook.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Verse 15. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole.
Read.
Verse 16. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day.
Again, once again, you see how petty our people are. They want to kill Jesus Christ because he healed the man on the Sabbath day. Listen, they didn't even want to know how he did it. Hey, Slackett, sir, how did you heal that man? No, you did it on the Sabbath day. We're going to bring charges against you. We're going to kill you. Again, just show you how petty our people are. You understand? From there, let's get Luke, St. Luke chapter 6. Start at verse 6 and read down to verse 11. Again, the topic of tonight's show is the miracles of Jesus Christ, part 2.
And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered.
Y'all seen brothers and sisters like that whose hand and arm seem like it's shorter than the other? Well, not seem like it is. You know, like their hand is withered. Read. So this man's hand was like that. Read.
And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him.
You see that? They ain't listening to none of the teachings. They just watching him to see if he's going to heal this man that's got a withered hand. Again, the levels of pettiness is amazing. Read.
Verse 8. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." And he arose and stood forth.
See, listen, it just show you what type of person our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty was. He knew what they was thinking, so he didn't want to pull the brother on the side and heal him. He said, "Stand up in the midst of everybody. I'm gonna make sure everybody see this." Read.
Verse 9. Then said Jesus unto them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?"
Read.
And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man.
Hold on. The reason why he's looking around upon them all, because he's waiting for an answer. No man could answer those questions. So while they stopped, what did he do next?
He said unto the man, "Stretch forth thine hand." He did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other.
Read.
Verse 11. And they were filled with madness.
Brother, you said they were filled with gladness?
Madness.
They was happy? What?
They were filled with madness.
He said they were filled with sadness? Read it one more time, brother. You reading that right?
And they were filled with madness.
These are real N-words right here. He said they were filled with madness. Read.
And commune one with another what they might do to Jesus.
He said, "Man, we got to get rid of this guy, man. He asking us questions we can't answer. He embarrassing us because we can't heal that man."
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing all this on the Sabbath day. I thought we couldn't do that on the Sabbath day. Well, the reason why we couldn't do it on the Sabbath day is because we can't do it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right, right. He only can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, God is good to Israel. Amazing, amazing. From there, let's jump down to verse 17 and and read verses 17, 18, and 19.
And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of the disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed from their diseases.
Mm, and this is all manner of diseases.
Mm.
Read.
Verse 18. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed.
Mm. Read.
And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all.
He healed some of them, sir?
And healed them all.
The whole entire multitude got healed. It says it was virtue coming out of him. This is amazing. Praise the Lord God Almighty. 7. Sorry, verse 1. I'm going to read down to verse 10.
And when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die.
Read.
And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant.
Read.
And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy of whom he should do this.
Read it again. That he was worthy.
For whom he should do this.
So again, it says, and when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. Read.
For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue.
Check that out. He loved our nation. He even helped build a synagogue. Read.
Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, trouble not thyself.
Lord, don't even bother. Lord, trouble not thyself. Don't even bother, Lord. Why? Read.
For I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof.
Read.
Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed.
Check that out. This brother knew. All you got to do is just give the word, Lord. I know my servant will be healed. Read.
For I also am a man sent under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel.
Read.
And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick.
Check that out. So he healed this centurion's servant. And again, the reason why he's saying all this is because when you have Israelites that are in power, they're filled with a lot of pride. You know what I'm saying? And they think their power can deliver them. That's why he said, I ain't found no faith like this in Israel, especially a man in power that's humble like this. With that, I'm going to say God bless you. Good night. Shalom. And thank you for tuning into The Truth and PDX. Shalom.
Shalom. Every
It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.